ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. It is opening night. Miami Heat, got that coming for you here today, 7 o'clock, 5:45 preheat, Solana, Tommy Tighe, get you going, Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert with the call from Orlando, Heat and Magic. Want to let you know one more time, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers and members, I screwed that up, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour, and we've got your chance for you to win tickets, you and a guest, to fly away to see them at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. To enter, go to WQAM.com. It's a national contest to get you in the mood for a little Heat action tonight. Give you a little montage of our best of from Miami Heat Media Day, joined by Norman Powell, Andrew Wiggins, Bam Adebayo, and Nikola Jovic, dude. Oh, look at here. How about this, ladies and gentlemen? Norman Powell stepping up to the show right now, as we're excited to have him join us for the first time here on Tobin and Leroy, as the Miami Heat making the deal for Norm this year from the LA Clippers. And he's already got my favorite Instagram page, Leroy, because like, he's just doing boxing all the time. He's in Vegas at the UFC Performance Center. Norm, who did the UFC
Let me say this. He's a fight guy. Yeah. He's a fight guy. He does dirty boxing. He does he knows all the names. He can't speak English, but he can pronounce he can pronounce every fight name perfectly.
Nice.
So, Norm, who came up with working out at the UFC facility first? You or Kyle Lowry?
My gosh. Probably Kyle, because he was in Vegas before me.
Okay. I was wondering that. I was like, because we always would see Kyle there, and I was like, oh, Norm's doing that too. So that became your home Vegas? What did what led you out there?
Well, one, the taxes, financially, it was better. But I've always loved Vegas growing up. Being able to go out there and, settle down and call that home has been amazing. It's super chill. It's low-key from what other people think of just going on a strip and partying the whole time. When you're a resident there, it's definitely a different vibe and lifestyle.
What has been your first reaction to being in Miami, man? Like, what have been the first things that have popped out of you being down here?
I need bug spray. The humidity is crazy, so it brings out a bunch of mosquitoes and things like that. So, it's been great, just being here, meeting the guys, getting situated, getting the lay of the land. Everybody's been so welcoming. I'm just excited to get going. I'm excited for training camp. I'm excited for the year. I think we have a great opportunity ahead of us. I think we've got a great group of guys that are hungry and ready to prove themselves, especially the young guys. I think we have experience, top to bottom, from veterans, from me, Wiggs, Bam, who have been through it and know what it takes, and is ready to go out there and, be a team that people don't want to see, offensively and defensively. A team that's a top team in the East going into the playoffs.
Yeah, from your standpoint, I know you said when this initially happened there was a bit of a shock to your system, but like, when did it settle in, like, that you were genuinely excited about the opportunity? Because you go from a team that was very good in LA, and you're having an amazing year there, and now you have kind of this new thing in front of you. did that take a minute to settle into your mind, and then like when did it go into excitement?
Yeah. The initial just off of what you said, you know, you're coming off the best year of your career. You know, you're talking to a team about contract extensions, and then you get traded. But I think the moment I got back, because I was traded in Venice when I was on vacation, when I got back during summer league and my first weekday Monday for my workouts, Coach Spro brought, you know, front office, coaching staff out there to watch my workouts. And that's when it like really officially like settled in where it's like, I'm here, you know, and hearing them and talking to them and just hearing them on the sidelines of me watching the workouts, and I'm going through my workouts, you know, and they're talking about different things and excited. You know, it was a great workout for me too. So that was a plus. But that's when it like kind of like hit me that like I'm here and there's a great opportunity in front of me and they're excited to have me. And that's when the excitement really started to kick in.
The early talks with Spo, like what's kind of stood out to you? The plan that he's got for you? How fired up is he? And how fired up are you for what he's got for the table for you?
I'm super excited. One, to be, you know, finally playing under him and seeing him work and his approach to the game. Everybody that I know that have come through this Miami Heat organization has nothing but great things to say about Coach Spo and what he's able to do, his mindset, and just the way he's able to manipulate the game and put guys in position for them to succeed. I'm super excited about that. And then how he sees me alongside Tyler. I know that he's hurt, but being able to use both of us on both sides of the floor, one in one corner, one in the other corner, playing off each other, coming out that DHOs, catching shoots, being able to, you know, be put in different positions to succeed. He definitely wants me focused on the defensive end as well. So I'm excited about being challenged on that side of things. Definitely opening up my offensive game and being aggressive, being a go-to guy, and guys playing, you know, off of me, Bam and Wiggs. So it's a more responsibility, but this is the responsibility that I've been looking forward to. And I told him that he can count on me in whatever situation he has me in. I'm ready for it.
Andrew Wiggins joining us here. What is the so what has the summer been like for you, like as far as it seemed like you got here like what, like a month ago to kind of settle in with the guys? Like what has the process been like to know that you're going into a season with Miami?
No, I've been here most of the summer. I mean, I did little vacations here and there, went to certain places, but for the most part I was here, you know, just getting me and my family situated, you know, get my little girls in school and getting everything, you know, situated to when the season pops off.
Being just around the building and seeing some of the young guys, any of their like development you've been excited about, just even from the time you had with them last year to now?
Yeah, definitely for Khalil Ware. You know, I feel like he's a big talent, right. Very talented, and I feel like the future is really bright for him. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's in the perfect situation here with the people, you know, the people love, care about him, they want to see him get better, you know, so I feel like that's the most important thing, you know. So with the mindset he has of just working hard and his talent, and plus this organization's way of just preparing guys and getting guys ready for, you know, this level and the level above and keep going and going and going, I feel the future is so bright for him. And I'm excited to see what he does this year.
Yeah, like it was interesting because he had the summer where, like, you know, Spo had the pace that you want to play at the whole time. Like, what is that thing that when you get into the league, just knowing that you got to play all the time at, like, that certain threshold for coaches to be satisfied? Like, what's that development like?
It's a build-up. You know, it's a build-up. It's hard to do right when you get on the court. I mean, especially if you're new because you haven't done it before at this level. Some people just naturally slide right in and, you know, get right to it. But this summer has been amazing. You know, I've been there a lot this summer in the facility, and he's been there also. So just getting a chance to just watch him work out and just keep getting better and better, even putting on some size has been great.
Andrew Wiggins joining us here. What do you think about Norman Powell joining you guys? How excited are you about that?
I'm excited. You know, I've been battling with him for years since he's on the Raptors, and I was in Minnesota. So it's been a long time. So it's good to finally be on the same squad and, you know, battle together. He had a hell of a year last year. Mm-hmm. You know, I know he's only going to keep getting better and better. So he's a perfect fit for this team, and I'm very excited.
It feels like you guys got a lot of guys, I mean, just a lot of two-way talents that can give teams a lot of hell. Like, have you visualized what that can be for you guys?
Oh, for sure. You know, on both sides of the floor, you know, we have a lot of guys that can do a lot of different special things. So
it's going to be exciting, man. Andrew Wiggins, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate you. Appreciate you stopping by. Nikola Jovic sitting us with us here. Like, there's a possibility that you could start next to Bam. You could be, you flourished last year, kind of that six man before you broke your hand. So are you putting a lot of like worry on that? Is it a goal of yours to start out of the gate? What do you want out of this year?
I mean, I want to start. You know, I think I'm going into the camp, you know, wanting to start. You know, I'll fight for this spot. Did I play better last year off the bench? I did, you know, and maybe it was easier for me, but right. The goal is to start. And the biggest goal for me is to finish the games. You know, I feel like if you finish the game, that means you know, coach really trusts you. But yeah, I'll you know, give my best, and I'll make sure I try and be the starter for the start of the season. If not, I know I'll be a big threat of the bench. So, you know, I'm not really worried about that. You know, it's more where I just want to fight for the spot.
You have such a unique skill set that you feel like you fill a lot of gaps on the team. But I also think that, like, you're at this age where you also probably want to, like, just take off and be a thing. So is that a tough balance in this league? Like, knowing, like, hey, the Heat are all team, but you also ready to take off and have even more responsibilities of just, like, a focus thing on the team.
I mean, like you said, I always want to be like, okay, I want to be the guy. I want to take off and, you know, do everything. But, you know, I love to be realistic. So at this point, what I can do is just trying to be the better version than I was, let's say, last year before I got injured. And I know at certain points there will be gaps will open where I can show flashes, something new, and maybe then add it to my game. Right. But at this point with this team, with the Bam, Tyler, Wiggs, Norm, who are great players, you know, there's – it's just not realistic for me to come out and try something new. And right, we're trying to win. So, you
right.
know,
I got to do what I know
I can do.
Well, I know we talked to Goran Dragic on the show. Like, he's like, I expect big things out of Nico. Like, he sees something like that he feels like you're at that point where you can take off. Like, do you feel like that's that you're ready for that?
Yeah, I always feel that way. I always feel like I want to go out and, you know, be fucking nice, you know. Like, it just, you know, the last 2 years, our records hasn't been great. We haven't played great in the playoffs, but I'll do my best to you know, for this team to look better, you know. And I'll really try and put everything I have, I always put everything I have to this game, you know, my blood, sweat, tears, you know, everything in this. So hopefully everything works out, and I and this team look really good this year.
Oh, Nico, we appreciate it, man. Bam, no defensive teams last year, man.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
By the way,
what was your reaction to that?
I mean, we had a lot of turmoil and ups and downs throughout the season, so I understand, you know, certain all-star factors. But when it comes to defense, we've had a top 10 defense in the last 6 years?
Yeah.
So my point is that didn't change.
Right.
Me being on the court and off the court defensively, you can see how the number spikes. So my thing is, what's the criteria at this point? Do y'all just get tired of voting for me at this point? Is it voters fatigue? Because there's no way if we have a top 10 defense.
That somebody
else gets over me and their team doesn't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're last in their conference. Like that, you're just voting for somebody because you're like, oh, well, like, he's up and coming. And it's like, I get that. But if it isn't top 10 or better, then how do you technically put them?
He ain't changing the game.
It was weird hearing the whole national narrative on you because you basically had, like, two weird months around the rim where, like, you just couldn't get bunnies to drop. It was
just
strange.
It wouldn't fall.
And then we saw the three-point element that you added, which you did take the jump like you said you would. So – do you feel like even – I know the season wasn't up to your guys' standard. I'm just talking personally. Like, did you feel like it rounded into where you wanted it to, or do you feel like there are things that you want to get better on both ends, I guess, just as it comes to a whole?
I mean, every season I want to be better at something. Obviously, being more consistent from the three. Everybody is obsessed with this at this point, which is hilarious. But also getting us to a top five defense. At that point, I'll be – probably consider for first team all defense again or you know, maybe DPOY. You know, the criteria moves a lot.
Is that the most frustrating thing? Because, you know, other players, in the league or people that know basketball can watch and see what you do or when teams game plan for you defensively and try to get you into other situations that you thinking, everybody else in the league know they got to contend with me and I can't get voted for nothing. Like, why don't you just ask, who's voting on this?
And that's why I would much rather, you know, if it was up to me, like, I love media votes, but I would also want the player votes.
Because you're playing against them
because
guys.
You're playing against. Right. You're playing against me. And it's a lot of guys that's been in that box before. For me, man, it's just I think it's becoming a political thing at this point. Like, now it's more so like who can talk themselves into DPOY or what team is winning right now. So
we ain't gonna mention no names.
What team is winning right now so we can ride that wave as media. Like, mm-hmm. That to me is not, that's not how you pick the DPOY, obviously. But it'll shift at some point. You know, we were number one at one point in two or three seasons ago, and nobody really knew because right. we weren't talked about in the media realm. So it's like,
yeah,
when you have things like that happening, it's like you kind of see it from the outside looking in, and you know, having somebody UD now being a part of the media, you know, you hear the other side of it now.
Right.
Him and D Wade, that Amazon team.
Yeah, because yeah. I used to wonder what the inside of the studios was like when I was like, how do y'all not put me up there? And I'm like, it's not a lot of centers that you can be like, all right, in a playoff game, we're going to start you on Jason Tatum.
Right.
I don't know a lot of people that are going to put their centers on Jason Tatum. That's just my take for things. I don't see a lot of people do it. But then also I can go from guarding Jason Tatum to guarding Nikola Jokic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people that versatile.
But from a team perspective, like Leroy mentioned, not what you guys' standard is. Like, how did you reflect on this whole year? And I guess getting back, because I know how competitive you are, you want to, you know, get to the absolute top of what the organization's standards are. So how hard was sitting on what last year was? And then I guess what's your excitement about this level and this year?
Man, just mentally it took a toll, you know, for all of us throughout the season. It was just, you know, it feel like you take three step forwards and it's four steps back.
Right.
Three step forward, four steps back. And it's like, right. And it was just these constant waves of unknown, like, energy and waves.
Right.
So, you know, having to deal with that, and obviously we weren't playing the best and trying to figure out, everybody's individually trying to figure out, like, what's wrong with them.
Right.
You know, when you got everybody individually trying to figure out what's wrong with them, that's when the bigger problem comes, because now they're like, my shot's off, so now they're worrying about their shots, and, you know, it's a collective thing. Everything goes together, and I just feel like last season we weren't, all of us, coaches included, we just weren't in a good headspace.
Right.
And coming in this season now, I feel like everybody's, you know, we're in a great headspace looking to move forward and try to figure this thing out.
How fired up are you to have Norm Powell on the team this year?
Norm is cool. I'm not going to gas him up too much. Y'all been asking me a lot of questions about this man. I hope you can hear me, Norm. Not gassing up anybody named Norman. You know, I feel like he's going to bring, obviously, the scoring. Everybody sees scoring, but just new energy to the team.
Right.
You know, a different energy, different dynamic, and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how we make this thing work.
Wiggins probably be more comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you got some guys that play some defense.
We got some guys that, you know, they got chips on their shoulder. You know, I feel like a lot of them last year, like Norm, you know, I feel like he should have been an all-star.
Right.
And he wasn't. So I feel like going to the season, he wants to prove he can be that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to the masses, but to himself. Like, right. Sometimes it's about proving yourself right. You know, me wanting to get back to all-star form, like all defensive teams in the conversation of DPOY, even, you know, edging my name to the point it's all NBA. Like, That's to prove myself right, that I could do it, not to prove anybody else. When Tyler gets healthy, obviously he was an all-star last year. He wants to continue his streak of being all-star.
Right.
And, you know, being one of those go-to guys in the league.
Bam Adebayo, appreciate you stopping by, man. Thanks. We're looking forward to a great year, and appreciate when you always give us time.
Yeah.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.